covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean?
All right, welcome back to it. It is 45 after. Did you say he's there? Oh. We were having problems with our screens earlier, so if Alex and I are talking here closed circuit, don't worry about it, folks. We're having a screen issue, so I'm just trying to keep it straight as to what we have and what we don't. The Justice Department has sued for records about that meeting on the tarmac. You remember Loretta Lynch, former President Bill Clinton, while his wife, Hillary Clinton, was running for president. They got together just this happenstance meeting in Phoenix on the tarmac there. Well, the conservative nonprofit watchdog group filed the suit. Is Judicial Watch now filing the suit to look into what happened there? Because without Judicial Watch, we wouldn't have a lot of these things going on. So they're asking for a record of the meetings about Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Arizona. So we'll keep you updated on that. Now, Congressman Tim Walberg joining me from Michigan 7th District, a Republican. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back. Good morning to you all.
Getting a lot of perspectives here on this today, but let's talk about the American Health Care Act. Doesn't seem to be in good health today. A lot of infighting, a lot of finger pointing, a lot of, well, frankly, chaos. I've heard some people suggest that maybe they should take everybody involved, get a big room, send you in there, lock the door, send in sandwiches from time to time, and only allow bathroom privileges if things are getting accomplished. Where are we on it?
Well, that's not what we're hearing here. And I heard Sean Hannity last night talking with Newt Gingrich about that. And that's not what's happening. We met with Mike Pence twice yesterday in Republican Study Committee, and then later on the full Republican conference. The president, our leadership, and the overwhelming majority of Republicans in the House are on the same page and moving forward. We're right on track. The only thing that changed was one snow day, and as of probably this afternoon, we'll be back on schedule, our 200-day schedule to pass, repeal, and replace Obamacare. There are a few people that are whipping or reporting that they're going to oppose it unless some changes are made. But in the end, I think they're going to vote for it. And when you have the president going around the country yesterday in Michigan and Tennessee and saying that he's fully supportive of what's being put forward in our plan, that says a lot. And so it's a shame that there's some misreporting that's going on, trying to whip up some frenzy.
The president did say during his travels that there will be some more negotiations involved, which I guess makes sense.
Sure. I mean, that's been going on. This has been a bottom-up approach. It's gone on for almost a year now. And the Better Way plan was our plan. It still is. We passed in a 28-hour marathon session in Energy and Commerce last week. The plan, coming from the energy side, Energy and Commerce side, and then Ways and Means, in an 18-hour marathon, passed their portion of it. Today, that will be dealt with in the Budget Committee. And next week, the Rules Committee will put it forward for a vote on the floor of the House. This is the first step. You and I have talked about that. You understand this is the first step in a three-bucket process. Reconciliation can only do so much. It has to deal with revenue. And then Tom Price has already started. A letter was sent out yesterday by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, and the CMS Director to all the governors saying, we are ready and willing and prepared to receive your request for waivers to reform, restructure, make better the Medicaid system in your state. We're open to that, unlike the past administration. We want it to work for the people who have those needs. And then comes the final bill that will be a little bit more difficult, but it will be far less in number of issues that to deal with because of the first two buckets that we're going to pass.
All right, so let me ask you this. Congressman Dan Kildee, one of your colleagues from Michigan on the program here a little while ago, he said that there are certain things that he can find that he can be flexible with and work with not in his current state, but, you know, he's open to the conversation. At least he says so here. But he says also that the current Republican plan uses much of the same structure that Obamacare used and a lot of the similar in Medicaid expansion, for example, he cited, and said that there aren't that big of changes. He said, so for Republicans who have been dead set against Obamacare for all of these years, to bring something in that has so many similarities in so many areas seems kind of unusual. What do you say to that?
Well, I'd ask my friend Dan why he didn't support the reconciliation bill of 2015 that repealed Obamacare. If indeed that's the same, if we're putting forward the same plan as Obamacare, it's just not true. And that's why there won't be a single Democrat probably that will support this plan as we move forward, because they're hanging on to Obamacare. The only thing is Medicaid expansion. There'll be a phase-out period for that. We can't take states and just throw it out with nothing in its place. And so the bottom line is, this is what we told the people we would do. This is what the president said he would do. We'll repeal and replace Obamacare, bringing in a competition-based, patient-centered approach that says the doctor and the patient are the two people most important in the system, and then we'll put in place the competition necessary and the variety to pay for it through insurance plans that will be competing nationwide and not just in one state or another.
Procedural question from a listener. If Obamacare was passed with less than 60 votes, why can't Republicans find a way to repeal it altogether with less than 60 votes in the U.S. Senate, of course? That comes from Craig. We've only got about 30 seconds left. Why couldn't it have just been done?
Well, again, that's why we're using reconciliation, because we won't need 60 votes. The Democrats used reconciliation to pass the Affordable Care Act in the first place.
And that's how they got it through with less than 60 votes.
That's how they got it through.
There you go. They did it. I call it a parliamentary trick the way it was put through. What you're doing is more in line with what's happened in years past. You know, we only need about 2 hours to talk about this, Congressman, but unfortunately we only have a few minutes each time. But go do your work, and we will talk more about it the next time we chat.
Look forward to it, and thanks for giving the opportunity.
Congressman Tim Walberg, trying to sort it out for you. We're trying to do the same for you. 52 after on a Thursday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.